It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is more Fred Warner on, one or two plays and some games have different outcomes.
I think it comes down to just really just one or two plays, as silly as it sounds, you know, one or two plays. It's like, man, really, that's all it is. But that's truly what it is, you know, because one or two plays can mean the difference in, you know, a touchdown versus a field goal versus a takeaway versus, you know, there's all these little things that go into it. And, you know, I'm not going into the game hoping that, man, I hope it's an easy game, you know, because if you go with that mindset, then you're not going to be ready for those moments that we were in today. You know, I came into it saying, if it comes down to the final play and the defense got to stand up and win it, then I'm going to be ready, you know, and that was my message to our defense. And that's going to be the message going forward. You know, you prepare like you're going to dominate the team that you're playing, but you're prepared for whatever, you know what I'm saying? You prepare for that fight. And so when you are in that battle, then you're ready for it.
Now, was that before or after the 15-yarder, the penalty? I mean, Steiny, I could not believe what I was watching. I thought, along with the Debo dust-up, I was like, I'm watching a team melt down. The Niners don't do this to themselves.
Well, they have this year. Yeah. Like, they have.
But not in
they've
that
lost,
fashion defensively.
Well, hold on. They've lost two games that we now say are the big. They right. lost to the Rams.
Gotcha.
They were up. They lost to the Cardinals. They were up.
Gotcha.
So they have done this.
But this was different.
Well, I mean, it came down to the last drive.
I mean by the infractions. 3 15-yard penalties?
I mean, what's the difference between a penalty and letting the Rams punt returner run it 50 yards?
Well, that's execution. This is illegal hands to the face. Like, how often does that, I mean, it happens, but you know what I mean? On a drive to where it's third and fourth down and you're keeping them alive, you gave them 45 yards of penalties. Like, they were right there to win it.
Yeah, and you gave up a 50. I mean, like, that's the thing.
They stopped them.
They have made, to the Rams, to the Cardinals, and yesterday, they've made all kinds of mistakes, and two times it got them beat, and yesterday it didn't. Right. It didn't get them beat. But, you know, I'm kind of with this guy right here in the 650 on the Comcast business text line. How come the Chiefs, Vikings, Ravens, etc., they seem to get credit for grinding out wins, and the Niners get criticized? It wasn't a cheap win, and I think it makes them better having a close game. I kind of agree with that sometimes. Well, I mean, Chiefs, it feels like...
I wouldn't put Minnesota in the Chiefs category at all. I don't know where that's coming
from.
Well,
they're 7-2, aren't they? Or 6-3?
But they don't have any hardware. The Chiefs have 3 Super Bowls, so that's why they get the benefit of the doubt.
But why do the Ravens get the benefit of the doubt? Like, what he's saying is when the Ravens win and when the Vikings won, what, 12-7 yesterday?
Yeah.
That's a grind-out win. Everybody thought they'd win by more. They handled an opponent that they should, you know, but it was a tough game. It was ugly. What the caller say or what the texter saying is, it seems like the Vikings get credit for an ugly win, 12-7, whereas we've been on the radio for 2 hours ripping apart the 49ers who won a road game because it wasn't pretty. Like, why does it feel like we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt that other teams are getting?
Nah, to me, it goes down in the win column. But if hearing you say that kind of struck me. No, Steiny, the Vikings are not the Niners. Outside of the
they're
Chiefs,
they're better than the Niners.
But the last 5 years are the
see,
last 5 years.
But that's what we're talking about. You can't go on that. This isn't that team anymore. Like,
but you don't know that.
They're starting six. They're playing 6 rookies.
Right.
They just got McCaffrey back. I mean, that they're not the Super Bowl. Like, I just don't understand why. Well, they don't have Greenlaw. They don't have McCaffrey. What's wrong? That may be part of the problem. That's why they're maybe 5-4 instead of 6-3.
You got Debo Samuel.
Debo's got hurt a couple times. Debo has Debo had a great year?
Great enough to put hands on his teammates.
Well, that's my point. He hasn't had a great year. He's been good. but he kind of has been lost the last three or four games.
To me, Stani, and you kind of hit me with that, the 2 hours on the radio. I got it. You told me, and I understand it. I'm not even mad. I'm just holding this team to the standard they created.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a mistake. But I can look you in the face and tell you all listening, we don't know if this team is going to finally achieve its goals. Just because of starting, what'd you say, six rookies in certain spots right now, you don't know if Greenlaw's coming back. So if they're going to hoist up that trophy, they got to get out of their own way and figure out why, when we have basically all of our studs on offense outside of IU, why are we not being able to punch it in to let lesser teams hang around?
And I guess what I'm saying is better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Saying it's through nine games. I'm not talking about hoisting the Lombardi right now. I'm just not. Who have you beaten? Like, who's this team beaten? You got to earn the right to be called a Super Bowl contender.
And they haven't. The playoffs, though. First, you got to qualify.
Right. And they're 5-4. That's why, like, I'm not talking about. Like, I think this team is completely different than last year. I just do. I think every year is different.
How about Kyle? Where's he at in all this? Is he regressing?
He's just a coach. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Niners. I think they're 5-4, and it's exactly what they deserve. And I do think there's an opportunity that they'll be a little bit better in the second half. Maybe they go 5-3 in the second half, and they go 10-7, and we go into the playoffs. We may have to go into the playoffs at 10-7.
Why do you think that they'll be better in the second half?
Because
they've done in the past, right?
Well, no, McCaffrey is the biggest thing. I think that
it has to be.
I just think that it's fair to think that the 49ers offense is going to get better during the second half of the season. And like, I'm not saying they're going to go 7-1. I said 5-3, but like, they might just have to get there by going 10-7 this year. You know what I mean?
But wasn't it jarring to see McCaffrey back play as much as he did and the offense still look pretty much the same as it has?
Yeah, I mean,
that goes against your everything is cool here, Goo. When you say they're not last year's team, I guess one would say, why not now? Especially yesterday when you got McCaffrey back.
Because they got six rookies playing a lot.
Yeah, but we're talking
a lot.
About
rookies.
Okay.
Rookies. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have rookies been playing for the Niners during the last 5 years?
Well, I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball. You got Pooney and Pearsall now that's making contributions, but you're top-loaded. You're heavy-loaded with studs that have done it before. And I'm talking about yesterday mainly.
And the other thing is I didn't expect Christian McCaffrey to run for 150 yards yesterday in his first game back.
No, we're talking about points in the red zone. They were 1-3.
And what if I said, you know, if he makes 3 field goals, they're scoring over 30. I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's no red zone issues, but I'm also not going to say, well, I thought they'd be solved in a snap of a finger when McCaffrey comes back. Steel Toe in San Mateo. What's up, Steel Toe? How you doing?
Thanks, fellas.
Hey.
Yes, I'm looking at the game differently because it took a while for the 49ers to get back Christian McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall. I think we finally got our real number one wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, and he had to wait for this whole year because he just got shot. I mean, this is the first time Kyle Shanahan, his whole tenure here, he's got a real number one wide receiver that is a threat for short passes and long passes. And I actually think, you know, I consider this week one because this is the first time Christian McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall played together. And they're just going to get better as they work together. This is the best the 49ers are going to look because Kyle Shanahan finally got a real number one wide receiver that's getting better. That's how I look at it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
That's his opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a number one receiver. We'll see. He's been pretty good since he started to play. And the 49ers win yesterday, 23-20. They're now 5-4, and they've got the Seattle Seahawks here tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
8-3-1 offensive line, still an issue. That's true. I mean, maybe we haven't even talked about the offensive line. Maybe they're the problem in the red zone. I don't know. I'm sure it's probably a ton of different things. I think Purdy's responsible for some of the red zone issues. I think McCaffrey not being there is part of the red zone issues. I think the offensive line is part of the red zone issues. I don't think it's ever going to be one thing. I don't know. Maybe it's the play calling's different than last year down in that area. Maybe Kyle Shanahan would say it's got to be different because we don't have McCaffrey. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that they're 5-4 and they very much to me resemble a 5-4 team. When have the Niners played great? They still have not put a full game together where they've had all three phases. Maybe the Jets.
The Jets. Yep.
Yeah. And everybody came home after the Jets saying, six field goals, that's not good enough. So they have not played, to me, a complete football game yet. So when do you look at 5-4 as good news or bad news?
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.